The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Friday, June 30, 2023. Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez reiterated the denunciation that the United States prevents importing products from that northern country to Cuba by virtue of the blockade imposed on the island for more than 60 years. A top representative of Cuban diplomacy tweeted that the authorized sale of some of their agricultural products constitutes a very singular exception, so rigorously limited that it cannot be called trade and is notably discriminatory. According to U.S. regulations, Cuba must pay for these sales in cash and in advance, while the granting of commercial credits is prohibited, the Cuban foreign minister pointed out, not to mention other imposed conditions that violate provisions for international trade and freedom of navigation, he added. Diplomats accredited in Cuba donated Thursday several pieces of equipment to the Institute of Oncology and Radiobiology in the Cuban capital to help condition the outpatient chemotherapy room. Maria Albader, president of the Association of Diplomatic Spouses, stated that the funds were raised during a gala dinner and art auction in which some 40 Cuban artists participated. Albader said that the association's members seek to leave a mark when they travel in Cuba to help those in need and support vulnerable communities. She said that after the passing of Hurricane Ian in 2022, the association delivered supplies to 150 affected families in western Pinar del Rio province and is currently supporting vulnerable people with donations, including food and hygiene products. Dr. Luis Eduardo Martin, director of the National Institute of Oncology and Radiobiology, thanked the diplomats and their relatives for the donation, which he described as a gesture of solidarity and altruism. President Miguel Díaz-Canel is heading a governmental visit to eastern Santiago de Cuba province this Friday to check the progress of the development strategy in the province. During his visit, the president is expected to visit productive and service centers and meet with local authorities and the population. The head of state evaluated the day before the actions implemented in the neighboring province of Guantanamo to promote the economic, social, cultural, and political ideological progress and emphasized the initiatives for food production. Díaz-Canel insisted on the need to work responsibly to promote the development of the country from each territory. Cuba is committed to taking advantage of the potential of the country's territories as a national development strategy to face the current complex economic situation, aggravated by the unprecedented tightening of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade and the hostility of the United States. Native plants in the dunes of Playa Pilar are being planted to protect the coastline in Guillermo Key, one of the main islets of the Cuban Jardines del Rey tourist destination. Specialists from the Center for Environmental Engineering and Biodiversity in Morón, Ciego de Ávila province, are in charge of rehabilitating that outstanding natural element, where they have already planted over 1,174 seedlings of different varieties using the tube tree reproduction technique. The environmental researcher Dailon Fundora pointed out that the activity is part of the coastal dune rehabilitation project they are carrying out in the tourist region to mitigate disaster risks and adapt to climate change. Fundora attached importance to reforestation in these areas because it helps to retain the sand on the beaches in case of strong winds, prevents coastal erosion, and maintains the ecological harmony of the area. The beaches surrounding Pilar Beach, because of the high aesthetic qualities, high level conservation, and variety of wildlife species, is a pleasant landscape to the sight of foreign tourists visiting Jardines del Rey destination. A group of artists from the central Cuban Ciego de Ávila province are showing their skills at the Veracruz Inspirarte International Folk Festival, which is being held in that Mexican city until July 3. Some 250 delegates from 18 countries, including Haiti, Colombia, India, Costa Rica, Cuba, and Argentina, are attending the event in that Mexican city. Among the guests from Ciego de Ávila are the art company Latin's Lulis Productions, directed by Lupe Diaz, the Sama Dance Group, dedicated to highlighting Cuban peasant dances, and the Caminos Teatro Company. Inspirarte is an important cultural space to showcase the social culture project Corazón, aimed at offering selfless and healing art to children without family support, Diaz said. At the event, the project's advisor and psychologist, Natalie Dueñas, will share her experience on art therapy, a way to provide spiritual support to children through different artistic manifestations to achieve happy moments in healthy and loving activities. According to Diaz, the event gives them the opportunity to promote the call for the second edition of Danzar en Casa, an event that was born last year in Veracruz, by which they can join wills and strengthen working ties between the two countries. And in the international agenda, we have that the Venezuela-Cuba National Movement of Friendship and Mutual Solidarity condemned the ongoing human rights violations by the government of the United States in the illegal Guantanamo Naval Base. The official Twitter account of the solidarity organization @FidelidadAcuba quoted the recent report from United Nations Special Rapporteur Fionnuala Niaolain, which found that prisoners are subjected to vile and inhumane treatment, as it said. Last Monday, the UN high official presented the conclusions of the technical visit paid to that occupied enclave in eastern Cuba and charged that after 20 years, all 30 prisoners who are still locked up there receive a cruel, inhumane, and degrading treatment. Meanwhile, the debates on the second day of the 26th meeting of the Sao Paulo Forum, which began on Thursday and will last until July 2nd, will focus on integration. The Sao Paulo Forum, a mechanism for the coordination of progressive forces from 27 countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, was created to seek alternative models to the Washington Consensus, a set of principles of the neoliberal project, such as reducing the role of the state, privatizations, opening of markets, and a globalization without any kind of regulation, which, according to Monica Valente, executive secretary of the forum, is a harmful model for our peoples. Valente pondered the value of the event, whose motto is regional integration to advance Latin American and Caribbean sovereignty, and stressed that it will coincide with the 33rd anniversary of the forum to be held on July 4th, making the integration of Latin America and the Caribbean the focus of the day. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.